I've done two fit outs in this cafe. The first one about 15 years ago, and it kind of wore out. And just before COVID, we completed this fit out for my well-trusted and faithful client, Angelo Mathiodakis, who has a long history in hospitality in the city. We did Blue Train Cafe, Automatic at Crown Casino, a whole lot of cafes in Sydney, and then for her brother, and then most recently this one. So I'll just go and knock on the door. Okay, welcome to Chock the Buddha. This is the second fit out I've done here. And I guess the whole idea of this was to evoke a mood that really relates to Japanese food. So this is all Japanese cuisines. They have sushi chefs preparing in the kitchen, and all that's on show. We talked about theatre, and it's a big part of the restaurant industry. So we have a sushi train running around, and my client suggested, can we have a fast express train? So we found this one. So a little tray comes zipping out and lands at your station. If you've ordered food on this iPad, it'll stop right there and you take it off and it zips back again. So that's the express line. And it has a slower train going underneath it. But really we tried to get a very textural and acoustically well performing space that it told the history of the building itself and brought a lot of those biophilic design elements, which is natural materials. Biophilic means natural things. And also connection, great connection back out to this. So good sight lines out to the square itself. Fed Square's evolved into quite a high profile destination. And all the restaurants have just been rebranded and reinvented. So Mabu Mabu is a indigenous themed restaurant. It has all indigenous food, saltbush, kangaroo, wallaby, crocodile, has really adventurous food. So I think, you know, the Fed Square's still finding its feet, and I think there's a lot more passion around that. On the down the riverside, that's all being redone, so it opens out to the river. And that's, I guess, the only criticism I have of Fed Square. It's quite blocked off and separate from the river. But there's new developments going to happen on the river frontage. Well, go out through the top end of the square, past my little shade structure. I might stop at the shade structure as we go past and I'll tell you about that. So we'll just stop just outside before we go into Ian Potter.